Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Two, check, 1, 2, 2, 2. Hey, hey, hey. Check, check.
In jail.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's Vince and Ben.
Back or yet? Another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday,
July 22nd, 2013. Thank you for joining me. And I apologize, I mislabeled the show a Sunday show. I don't know what I was thinking. It feels like Sunday to me, even though yesterday was Sunday. But it's actually Monday. Manic Monday. I hope you folks are enjoying your first day of the work week. Unless you're unemployed. Then you're probably enjoying the day even more. It's been a fabulous day here. Wait, it's Tuesday? No, it's Cyber War News says it's Tuesday. I believe it is Tuesday where you are, Cyber War News. But it's still Monday here. And some of you listening on the West, East Coast, yeah. Sorry, it's still Monday here, not Tuesday yet. I'm expecting my guest co-host tonight to be Assert MacFags. I don't know if she's going to stand me up or not. I asked her to be my co-host last night, and she said she wasn't interested or wasn't feeling it. And then I put out a call for co-hosts tonight, and she emphatically said me. So I assume she's going to show up at some point, unless she's trolling me, in which case I will be flying solo, or maybe I'll pick up a co-host along the way. It don't matter. It's pretty much open lines tonight. We can talk about anything and everything. I definitely want to touch on Guzu, the animal zoo, the zoo up in Canada that has been accused of animal cruelty. And last week I had several folks on the show who were involved in raising awareness of this and get a petition going. And I believe their petition, their goal for their petition is 5,000 signatures. And I'm going to have some folks on the show tonight, hopefully, to give us an update on that Guzu situation and how many signatures they need. Shmoop put out a tweet, a challenge, if you will. He says if they can get 5,000 signatures, and it's at, and I'll put the here's a link to the petition. I'll put it into the chat room. Here's the petition. So Shmoop says if this petition hits 5,000 signatures, he will give +1 Delcam Just Classic Assert MacFags and Nicole Powers access to his account for 24 hours. Well, I guess that's incentive for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people to sign the petition. I seem to remember him already handing it over to +1 on a bet. Is that really fair for her to get access to that account again? She had her chance. You know what? You know? But fine, whatever. I sure as hell wouldn't give Assert MacFags access to anything. I mean, granted, I asked her to be on, you know, be my co-host. That's one thing. I wouldn't give her the login for information for my Twitter or my BTR or for anything. Are you kidding me? that's like, oh, I don't know. That's like getting drunk with, let's say somebody like Schmoop. Partying all night, getting drunk with a guy like Schmoop, and just leaving your phone laying around, you know, for him to get into and find all sorts of contact information. That's kind of the same the equivalent of handing Assert MacFags your Twitter account. So good luck with that. That in and of itself could be reason enough to inspire me, at least, to sign this petition. Because I'd like to see Assert steal Schmoop's account. I think that would be cool. But, yeah. Sign the petition. You don't have to do it because of Schmoop's Twitter account. Just do it for the sake of the animals. These poor animals are abused and neglected on this farm. There's been some undercover footage that has come out of just deplorable conditions. It's really sad. And these folks need a kick in the ass to get their shit together. So yeah, we'll have those folks on at some point during the program. But before we get going, let me take a few quick calls here. I got somebody that was called in early. It's Alex from L.A. Alex from L.A., what's going on?
Not much. Chilling. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing an internet radio show, and you're on it.
Yeah, I can tell. So anyway, you want to hear my story? Yesterday I was in L.A., and this guy, Ace, he gave me his autograph. And on the back of it, it had your number. And he said, call this number. And I talked to Howard Stern. So how's it going, Howard? I'm your biggest fan, dude.
I'm afraid your friend Ace misled you. I am not...
You're telling me he lied. I got a question. If he lied...
Yeah.
How come you sound like Howard Stern? You gotta be Howard Stern, dude. I'm your biggest fan, man.
Dude, I don't even sound like Howard Stern, okay? I there's nothing about me that's like Howard Stern. I don't know why he's obsessed.
Dude, just stop denying it. Just accept the fact that you're Howard Stern.
Okay, fine. I'm Howard Stern. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7...
Hey.
6-7's the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're expecting Assert MacFags to show up, but so far nothing. So until she gets here, let's have Nigger Christ be the co-host. Nigger Christ, what's going on?
Hey, what's good with you, nigga?
Nothing much. Are you still being a bitch?
The Black Christ ain't ever a bitch, you fucking wop-ass nigga.
Okay, you're going on hold for insulting the host. Nigger Christ, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, 2 minutes for insult. 2 minutes. All right, let's check another phone line here. Go ahead, caller. Boomhead, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, Boomhead. Caller, unmute yourself. Boomhead, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay. Let's try one more. We have another caller. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Howard, I see that you met Alex, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, God's right. I'm glad to see you finally embraced the fact that you're Howard and have actually admitted it on radio.
Ace, you are breaking up pretty good there. And we call that Patriot Gregging here.
Patriot Greg.
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind tonight, Ace?
I'm calling in to sexually harass Asshurt McFag, so we need to get her to call in immediately.
Well, she's not here yet, so I'll put you on hold. When she shows up, I'll bring you on. Okay. Man, if this is any indication of what the calls are going to be like tonight, it's going to be a long night, kids. But we're going to make the most of it. We're hoping to be joined by Assert MacFags at some point during the broadcast. The lines are open. We can discuss anything and everything. There's plenty of things going on in current events. Hopefully Assert will show up so we can get into the finer points of Dadaism, catch up on Fish Tour, discuss the new revelation of SIM card encryption bugs that allow your smartphones to be easily compromised by hackers. We will also discuss the finer points of modal jazz. We're looking forward also to celebrate the basketball career of Mookie Blaylock. We'll talk about molecular gastronomy. And also we'll touch on our favorite sexual positions. All that and more tonight here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. If you want to be part of the mediocrity here on the air, it's real easy to do. You call 347-826-7667. When you call in, you press the number 1 to alert me that you want to be brought onto the air, and I'll bring you on. And also, there is a way to Skype into the show. If you look up at the top of the show page, there's a little blue button with an S, the Skype S on it. If you click on that, you can connect via Skype. So there you have it. I'm going to take a quick break, screen some calls, and come back after this song dedicated to the person who is... the person who's carrying my demon spawn love child. This is Bad Religion. I'll be right back.
I love my computer. You make me feel all right. I've never been quite so you
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. Y'all already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I am your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I want to take a minute to say thank you to all my chit-chatters. I really appreciate the turnout. About blank. Actions. Anon Re, Anti-Crisis 73, Baked Cat, Code Sect, Chef Bone RD, City of Flint, Cyber War News, Danny Dantalion, Frank the Tank, Free It All, a ton of guest listeners, iBots, Mudguts, Nigger Christ, Org 9, Hey, Org 9. Org 9 is my demon spawn love child, by the way. Porno Puppy. What's up, Porno Puppy? Porno Puppy says you hate us, Vince. Are you commanding me to hate you? Are you subliminally trying to tell me something? I'm sorry, bro. To be honest, I kind of like you. Yeah. I mean, I know you come in here and try to troll the fuck out of me, and, you know, but I see right through it, man. You're a good guy. You seem pretty nice. I mean, you're Canadian. All Canadians are nice. They're harmless. So I can't really take any of your... I really just can't take any of your trolling serious. Because, I mean, first of all, I've heard your girlfriend, Zoe. She sounds like a lovely woman. Sounds like she's got a great head on her shoulders. She's got an amazingly sexy voice and sexy personality. And if you're able to score that kind of shit, I know you're better than what you're pretending to be in my chat room. So, I don't know. Yeah, try harder, bro. Seriously. Porno Puppy. Try harder, bro. Porno Puppy does a fantastic show, by the way. I don't think he's done it for a couple weeks. I miss your show, man. Seriously. I try to catch your show all the time. So, Saturdays at 6 p.m. my time, so I guess that's 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, yeah. And Porno Puppy in the chat room says he's going to have one this weekend. Cool. Look forward to it. All right, let's finish things off. Raven Bowden. Raven Bowden. Good to have you here. Shit Wizard in the house. Shotgun 91. Skizzer. And Your Anus News. What up, Your Anus News? Followed by Zora. Well, there you have it. There's your early chit-chatters going away, going at it in there. Free It All says, Vince, I am eating chicken nuggets. Excellent. If any point during the show, people in the chat room want to ask myself or one of my callers any questions, it's best to just personal message me. And you just double click on my name or click on my name and hit personal or private. I'm sorry, private message me. So yeah. Moving right along, I still have no. I've not heard anything from Assert. I think she's standing me up. Pretty sure she's standing me up. So, in lieu of that, I will go to callers, and rely on Nigger Christ to be my co-host tonight. Nigger Christ is stepping in.
So now that you need me, now it's time to unmute the Black Messiah, huh? Who's, I ain't a bitch anymore?
No, you're on timeout for insulting the host.
Insulting. It's not an insult if I'm just bringing out the facts.
Whatever, dude. I don't even know what you're saying. I told you last night. In the entire, whatever, almost a year now, it feels like you've been calling it into the show. I think I've understood maybe 4 or 5 words you've ever said.
You can't hear the word of God. When the rapture comes, whose fault's that going to be?
Again, have no clue. All right. Let's bring on a very good friend of the show who hasn't called in a long time. Good, I'm excited to see him here and have him check in with us. I'm talking about Rep Dan. Welcome, Rep Dan.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on, Vince. It's been a little bit busy lately, but I've been trying to keep abreast of the situations as it was, or as it were, via the Twitter machine. And stayed up a little bit late this evening to check out the show, and particularly because of the op guzu that Shmoop and Sarah have been working so diligently on.
Yeah. Hopefully they're going to call in at some juncture and give us the lowdown. But yeah, this place has been in business for 20 solid years, and they've pretty much had a bad reputation from the get-go. So they've potentially killed, you know, dozens upon dozens of animals over the span of 20 years. I mean, just judging by... But if those photos are accurate, you know, I don't know what context they're in or whatever, but... You know, I used to work for PETA. I used to edit underground undercover videos for them and stuff, and I used to see crap like this all the time.
And well, one of the things that got me intrigued so much, Vince, is that, you know, Sarah had made mention of, you know, via Twitter that these people were claiming some sort of religious privilege, that they were privileged to do what they do, under the guise of their religious beliefs. When the fact of the matter is that, you know, whether you believe, you know, whatever you believe, the Bible is pretty much clear on the fact of the matter that if you're given dominion over the animals, that doesn't mean that you have a license to abuse. In fact, it says... that you have a responsibility, a stewardship, if you will, a responsibility of caring and nurturing. So that's what you know, brought me into this, got me interested in this operation that's going on.
Yeah, and it's being spearheaded by freaking Russellville, I guess Russellville, like the moral fag subsidiary of Russell League.
I'm not exactly sure, but I can be sure of one thing: is that all factions, or most factions, if you will, are unified on this particular front, that the abuse of animals for human entertainment is reprehensible.
Nigga Crash, love the dog fight.
Dude, be quiet, Nigga Crash. Come on.
Make me pussy.
Well, I've got to say one thing on behalf of Nick of Christ. You know, he did make a beautiful song this evening. I saw this a link on Twitter this evening, you know, a lovemaking song, and I listened to it. I was hesitant to click the link, but I went ahead and did so, listened to it, and it brought tears to my eyes. So I recommend that everyone do the same.
Talking about that baby making music? God damn, I hope you get some pussy with that music tonight, nigga.
This shit.
Not likely, but I could dream about it.
Somebody send me this bullshit. I want to hear this for myself. Nigger Christ, can you tweet that to me, the link? I want to hear this for myself. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got Rep Dan here with us tonight. Nigger Christ is my co-host, and we are anxiously awaiting some of the folks from Op Guzu to call in and tell us about the status of their project and what folks can do to help out. It looks like they have 3,880 supporters right now. Ooh, they need 46,120 total. They just want to get to 5,000 tonight. Like, it's going to take, God, I don't know how, they just started this last week, I think. But yeah, you know, I think what they have to do is somehow turn themselves into a hip-hop group at the same time. But all their songs will sample kazoos. Because I'm telling you, the way to approach people, this would be my if I was part of the operation, I would organize kazoo. That's where, like, at least 100 people with kazoos stand outside of Gazoo and kazoo. Wouldn't that be a great troll? So, make a t-shirt of Schmoop's dinosaur with a kazoo. And kazoo.
Hey, man, it's just about as funny as some Big Bang Theory shit.
What?
This here shit, it's about as funny as the Big Bang Theory.
Are you trying to insult me? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying you are on the same tier of humor as the TV show The Big Bang Theory.
Well, I can tell you one thing, coming from here from Rep Dan, that I give that penny that's on that show, The Big Bang.
Hang on a second, Dan. Just hang on a second. You're going to make fun of my humor when you are the most blatantly obvious and horrid Wigger impersonator out there on the internet that everybody loves, ironically, because you're so bad at being a Wigger. You're going to tell me that my humor is subpar? Nigga,
you're just making on style.
Thanks for coming out. Rep Dan, you are now my co-host.
Well, thank you for having me aboard, and I'll do my best to keep the ship upright and afloat and sail strong.
I didn't hear what you said. What was that?
Well, thank you very much, and yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I'll do my best to keep the ship upright.
Excellent. So, once again, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct, Manic Monday. My co-host now is Rep Dan. And we're taking your calls. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Hello. 347 caller. Hello. Caller? All right, we'll try them again. Okay, block number. You're on the air.
Yep.
Who's this?
Yeah,
you
got him out.
Yep.
Hey. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello. Okay. Another person not paying attention. Sorry, let's try Boomhead. Boomhead, you're on the air.
Thank you, Vince. I had my mic fucked up the last time. Sorry about that.
No problem. What's on your mind?
All right, well, actually, I was going to talk to Jamie about this because we were discussing it the other night, but how people are surprised that places get hacked when they think they're secure.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts on that. Fuck Jamie. She's on here, you know. Think about it.
All right. Well, my thoughts coming from outside the community. I mean, I used to do password cracking at my school. I used to get in, change my grades, and all that crap. But that was in my past. Coming from the outside perspective, though, you look at it, people are lured into a false sense of security. They look at a place and they go, okay, well, this place can't be hacked because it hasn't been hacked for however long. And when it does have a major hack against it, they end up freaking out completely, going into paranoia and all that bullshit.
Dude, is this guy, Stu?
No.
Boothead. It's not familiar. What are they?
It's Shotgun 91.
Shotgun 91. All right, cool. Continue.
You know who I am. I've called in drunk before.
Yeah, I know. I just don't remember the Boomhead handle. But Shotgun, go for it.
All right. So basically, yeah, people get paranoid because places get hacked. They think they're secure. Unfortunately, nothing is secure. I mean, beyond honesty, you could probably hack into one of the most secure servers in the world and get away with it cleanly if you're good enough. But, I mean, Jamie brought up the Ubuntu forum server or whatever it was the other day that got hacked. People thought that was secure because it ran on their OS. No operating system is secure. Windows is proven that. Linux is proven that. Hell, Mac has so many 0 days out for it, isn't damn funny. Exactly. Cyberwar News has got it right there. Nothing is secure at all.
By the way, listeners, female listeners, I want this an address to all the female listeners, ladies. Ladies, I just want to let you, speaking of 0 days, ladies, I've got 0 days you can explore on Twitter, twitter.com/thebay. Wait, my 0 days.
Oh, fuck, I'm trying not to laugh at you though, that one, eh?
What's so funny? Just mute yourself. If you get a cough or laugh or something, mute. No, I'm being sincere. Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you again for a second here to do some chat room maintenance. Then it's Danny Dantalian. Then it's Danny for scrolling. Also, 2 minutes for iBots. 2 minutes, iBots for scrolling. Something about funny task force. Like, what's that implying? That my shit's not funny until you guys show up? You're here to secure my show with funniness? Yeah, well, spamming my chat room is not funny. It annoys people that come here to have a civil discourse. My God, I apologize, Shotgun 1. Continue.
No, don't worry about it. I know how these people are. I see them on Twitter all the time. But, yeah, like I was saying, just with all the hacking, nothing is secure in the world. I mean, a lot of people prove that. I could bring up an example, but I probably shouldn't. But let's bring up one example. For example, the HB Gary hack from back a couple years ago. That proves that even corporate companies don't keep their stuff secure. Someone call me Danny? I'm not friggin' Danny.
My take is that these companies like HB Carey, Stratford, I think a lot of these, there's a lot of companies like that out there that are just kind of fly-by-night operations that sort of swoop in. You know, maybe you're created just for a specific contract. You know, and it's so hard to really keep up with them all. But HB Gary and Stratford were both interesting examples. The question is though, is why were they most vulnerable? Why were they exposed? Why not the millions of other you know, agencies? Or how do you know? There's just certain questions. Some of them, like Stratford, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it turned out that they were basically just contracted to do intelligence work, and their intelligence work consisted of like doing advanced Google searches on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, pretty well. I actually kind of can put some insight into that. The reason those companies say were targeted is because they are prominent companies. The more of a profile you have online as a company, the more susceptible you are to being hacked, the more susceptible you are to being targeted by anything from a DDoS attack all the way to getting your servers completely broken into, emails stolen, data stolen, banking information, contract information, all that stolen. It's because of the size of your name. If you don't protect yourself after you do that, then what good are you to the intelligence community? What good are you to the government as a contractor? What good are you to the people as a contractor if they contract you in to do something?
Yeah, that's why they I guess they appear as fly-by-night operations. Sometimes,
yep.
You know, they fuck up the first time, and that kind of just sort of blackballs them, and that's it.
Well, an example you can bring to that is Blackwater Securities. They're now known as, I think, Exxon or Xeon or something like that now. They were originally...
They've been named twice during the Obama administration. Twice.
Yeah. Well, with those companies, they were companies like Blackwater are brought in to do one thing. That's it, do security. They fuck up, they rename themselves or recorporate themselves under a different name. So like you said, fly-by-night operations, they rebrand themselves so that they don't seem like the same company.
Academy, that's what they're called now.
Yes, that's what they're called now.
They turned into Z, which was just XE, for about, I don't know, a year, maybe less. And then, bada bing, bada boom, now they are called Academy. A-C-A-D-E-M-I, Academy. And they have a new logo, and...
they're the same old training facility. They have one in Albemarle, or I think it's close to the coast in North Carolina.
It's like AIG. They try to change AIG's name. I think they did change it, and then I think they changed it back. They're just like, fuck it, people know we're AIG, you know, fuck, who cares?
It's all about corporate branding. But yeah, like I said, about hacking, you know, nothing is secure in the end. And talking about changing completely subject, talking about the Guzu, another example you can bring up of animal cruelty in a way, a lot of people avoid this place, is Marineland up here in Ontario. They were accused of animal cruelty with their polar bears, with their killer whales, and with other animals. So, I mean, they were pretty well nailed on everything.
Yeah. Rep Dan, do you have any input, anything you want to add?
Well, you know, I find it fascinating that... And interesting, and that's why I've been observing. I've been quietly just listening to information, and yeah, it's absolutely true. They simply change the names so that the low information voters, if you will, just continue on the same path that they've been on. They don't even generally get into, you know, such sophisticated discussions such as this. They merely look at you know, what's going to be good for me? What is going to benefit me? Not looking at the big picture the big picture, to be quite frank.
Three, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with Rep Dan and Shotgun 91. And you, if you want to join us, just call that number. We're now going to go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Hammurabi's Code here. Hammurabi's Code, what's going on?
Not a lot. What's going on? I heard you had Rep Dan, and I'm guessing Mushmouth. Shotgun 91, was that what you're talking about? before.
And Robbie, you remember me as the Newfie.
Yeah, the shit-faced Newfie. So, what are you talking about? You got Assert on as your co-host? How the fuck did that work out?
I know. Check this out. Okay. I put an open call for co-host. Assert says, me. I'll do it. So, cool. Assert's the co-host. I promote it. Assert, co-host. Show starts. She didn't show up. So, I just... wartime promotion. I promote Nigger Christ to co-host.
There you go.
Nigger Christ. Yeah. Nigger Christ, you know, you would think would be okay. Nigger Christ suddenly gets uppity with me, starts calling me out, saying I'm, you know, my humor is like the equivalent of the fucking Discovery Channel, or I don't know, totally insulting me. So I dumped him and promoted Rep Dan to my co-host. And so it's me and Rep Dan, and we're talking to Shotgun. We're waiting for Schmoop to call in too, and a couple of other people to give us an update on the Guzu situation. You remember that?
Oh yeah, that's still going.
I couldn't tell by my fucking
timeline at all. I had no clue that, or that Sarah needs to eat. Sarah, you better eat, otherwise you have grumpy dino on your hands. Whatever the fuck that means.
Okay.
Read your timeline, bro.
My timeline. Okay, I'll get over there.
Actually,
and...
you probably have too many people. It probably just scrolls. No wonder you hate scrolling in your chat room. Goddamn Twitter just doesn't fucking stop, does it, Vince?
Well, when you're trying to keep up with both at the same time, it's a little overwhelming. During the show, it's overwhelming. Well, I just get destroyed on my timeline. Yeah, it blows up during the show. When the show's not on, it's easy. No problem.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Why is it? God damn, dude. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Speaking
you got
of
Anons fighting with Anons, throwing around doxes. You got a 47-year-old Trezzy Anon doxing a 17-year-old kid. Not really doxing him, but just getting fucking chat logs from Zenobia. It's goddamn free-for-all these days. Where's the loyalty, Vince? Where's the loyalty?
Loyalty went out the window a long time ago.
Dude, I trust no one. I am a sovereign individual, and a VITB for life, bitch. I'm not going to be a part of any crew or club. You know, it's like the old Groucho Marx quote, I would never join a club that would have me as a member.
Hey, you know what's interesting, though, if I may interject, Vince, on that particular point. Marx was a member of the Odd Fellows, which was, at one point in time, the largest fraternal organization, even bigger than the Freemasons. Just a little bit of trivia.
I did not know that. That is wild, wacky stuff.
Trivia.
I have no idea what he just said.
Wild, wacky. Okay, I have word. I'm getting some intelligence fed to me that says that the Funny Task Force has infiltrated the show. So I want to put everybody on high alert. There's some sort of Twitter terrorist group out there going by the Funny
FTF, bro.
What?
You're fucked. The FTF.
Worse.
You're in trouble now.
FTF. Funny Task Force. It could get uglier.
Speaking of the Funny Task Force, where the fuck is Neil? That dude went AFK like a goddamn white trash dad going out for a pack of cigarettes. He's just
no,
like,
that
hey
was
guys,
funny.
I'm going to log out of IRC, but I'll totally be back tomorrow.
And then he doesn't show for weeks.
Months ago.
It's around, dude. Totally around. Have you seen his blog? He does like 50 posts a day. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he's going a little overboard with the Geffi, I believe. I could be wrong, but
I'm just pissed that I died on his on all of his ass. I'm just like this eatsy with it.
Vince, you're the Fed in the middle. I made a little infograph earlier.
Pins are Priest and Cassandra Rules. They have like the biggest dots of all. They're like the motherships.
Oh, I would say Cassandra's got some big dots.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Maybe Delicam can Delcam can tell us about it.
Del can probably verify that.
Yeah, get verification, Delcam. Can we get some verification? You know what? I saw that picture of her making out with him, and I swear to God, he looked to me. Does he not look kind of like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I did make a comment, and I have since retracted and apologized. I'm not exactly sure why. But I said, Cassandra, you put food in that hole. Why are you touching your lips to that? To which you got no response.
That was a bit of an asshole statement, man.
Yeah, he's so kind of a faggot. I don't even know what to say to that.
No, he's more than a faggot for that one. He's a dickwad.
I mean,
Stan's not out here for e-fame, you know?
You know, the pretty point blank questions about where is the $50K for the website for a yen, and you know, you get blown off. Well, I'm not in charge of the timeline on this project. I don't know. I created a front page or with Dreamweaver or some bullshit.
Have you not followed Anon's Against Yan? The real issue is where's Anon Against Yan's fucking hoodie? He fucked out money for that shit. He's real fucking mad about it. He wants his goddamn t-shirt or his hoodie, whatever it is he purchased, or he's just going to tweet endlessly about Jackal and his fucking wedding plans.
Well, the most hilarious thing from my personal perspective is I was blocked by Jackal from Yan a number of months ago. Why? I'm not exactly sure. You know, there could be a couple of reasons. It could be perceived as a threat to hijacking, you know, tweets or retweeting and whatever. But I just think it's funny with the massive amount of followers that Yan has that he felt that he needed to facilitate a block from nobody, Dan Gordon.
Have they tweeted in like the past 2 hours? Because if they've blocked you, I think they ended up blocking me for giving them a response to one of their tweets, telling them that they're kind of spreading disinfo.
Well, well played, sir.
guys, we got. We're going to bring in a special caller right now. Who was it that was saying something about Jackal Anon and the You're Anon News thing? The website?
Well, that would be Rep Dan. I got my hand up.
Okay. Because we have people on the line now, I think. Go ahead, Jackal. You're on.
Hey, guys. Come on, guys. I'm calling about the website. We got the website's going to be up soon. So we got about $150,000. I bought a licensing fee from Microsoft for Dreamweaver. That cost about $300. And we've been working on it for a couple months. But all in all, it's going good, though. So I just wanted to answer some questions.
Hey, Jackal, before we get going, how many DAPs were you called in tonight?
I actually smoking some shit right now, actually. I'm actually counting money. I'm counting money right now, actually.
You're such a dick. I can't believe you, Jackal. Fucking ripped off all these stupid Anons.
Delcam's kind of a faggot. No offense.
Man, don't be mad because I got money, man.
Oh, I'll be mad. Oh, hey, Danny Dantalian. You notice my slideshow? I got Lil B in my slideshow. That's for you, bro. That's a little wink at you.
You got winked at, bro.
Where's my coffee cup, Jackal?
Well, we're gonna have reporters in every country touch down. We're gonna do this epically. M is actually going to school. She's gonna be a doctor. So we're gonna be good. We got
Hopefully she's an OBGYN, considering the situation that went down. I think it was last summer or last fall.
Oh, come on. You don't gotta go there, man.
Yeah, I do. Had something removed from her fetus due to some irresponsible actions.
Hey, you know what? We got that taken care of with the 150 Gs that we got from everyone.
Yes, yeah, so where's my coffee cup?
Do you want? Well, I don't have a coffee cup for you, but if you want,
that shit doesn't grow on trees, Rep Dan.
I have a Microsoft licensing fee for you if you want. $300
I got that for free. I want my coffee cup. And I want you to talk to the people and explain to them what you did with the 50 Gs that you done ginned up.
I'm smoking it right now, nigga.
All right, well, fair enough then. I'm glad. I appreciate your honesty, and just pass that shit around. Don't you go up on the left-hand side.
Shit. Well, everyone's got to stay anonymous. You know what I'm saying? That's a really good crack.
Josh Holm is really anonymous.
Yeah,
with glamour shots.
Josh Homme. Yeah, I wish I had
Josh Homme and his glamour shots.
What's that?
With his fucking stereotypical knuckle tats and his 80s hairband rock. That shit is priceless.
For those of you that aren't aware what Hammurabi is talking about, he's referring to, there was a photo that Delcam on Twitter tweeted out of him on the dance floor, of a nightclub or something, making out with Cassandra Rules. And I don't think I've ever seen a picture of Delcam until that photo. And he looks, like I said, dead on like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, who I think have a new record out. I haven't heard that yet. Check it out. Okay, we're already about to creep into hour number two. I'm really excited that the show has turned out to be somewhat decent, and it's been a pleasure to have Rep Dan sit in and co-host with me tonight. Thank you, Rep Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Luckily, I think we've avoided most of the fun crew or whatever, the fun brigade. Apparently, the fun crew are going to infiltrate our show. There's been no signs of that whatsoever. Rep Dan, we're going to go to break. I want to play something kind of rocking. What kind of music are you feeling?
Well, you know, right now, I saw today a video that reminded me of the Zimmerman situation. It was Glenn Danzig getting knocked the fuck out. He tried to flex his muscles on somebody, on the head of security of another group. I don't have all the details, but if you could play perhaps maybe Danzig, the song Mother, I would be greatly appreciative.
I cannot do that, but I will play some Misfits. Here you go. We'll be right back.
Here you go.
Oh!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 800, un segnale in Bancocchi.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
And unmuted, we're back. And we're back. It's hour number two. I'm Vince in Le Bay. I'm joined tonight by Rep Dan, who is my co-host now. If you, you might notice on the screen, it says that my co-host was supposed to be Asher at MacFags. I think she did a troll on me. I think she just agreed and just didn't show up. I don't know. Maybe she got too drunk. Whatever. But then we had Nigger Christ fill in as the co-host, and he pretty much blew that opportunity. And now we were lucky enough to have Rep Dan step in. And we're joined by Shotgun 91. I thank you both for hanging on with me tonight and exploring the bowels of the internet. It's always a pleasure and an honor. Okay, Free It All is muted in the chat room. Is this thing on? Can you guys hear me? Hello. One, two, testing. Rep Dan or Shotgun 91, can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear them. Nigger Christ, or can you hear me?
Now.
Okay. Let's see. Hammer Obby's Code, can you hear me?
Why do you kick off Nigger Christ?
Vince, this is Dan, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Rep Dan.
Right on. Carry on, sir.
Okay. Well, so,
why'd you kick off Nigger Christ?
I didn't kick him off. He's on timeout. I mean, He's on hold. No, I banned Nigger Christ. I didn't ban him. I kicked him off the show. He totally disrespected me on the air.
He dissed you?
Dude, I...
Are you going to write a diss track?
I'm not going to write a diss track, dude. No, he disrespected me, and so I got mad, and I told him what I thought of him, and I booted him off the show. And he's here.
Shitty wigger.
Huh? I told him he's like the worst wigger wannabe impersonator on the internet.
No, dude, that's still KY. Nigger Christ is black and made of Jesus parts, apparently. I don't fucking know. I can't verify it. I haven't met the guy.
Nigger Christ is saying I'm as funny as the Big Bang Theory. Ban me. Watch what happens. The rapture is coming, Vince. All right. You know what? We got to move on. We got to bring on other callers. I think we have Danny here. Danny Dantalian, welcome to the show.
Yo, yes, hello. Hello.
Hey, Dan.
What's going on?
Hey, nothing much, Danny. You're on with Rep Dan, Shotgun 91, Hammurabi's Code, and that's it right now.
In other words, a White House page, somebody who cooks wings with balsamic vinaigrette, and a final boss from Silent Hill, the game.
Final boss right here, kid.
No, that would be Shotgun 91. I looked at his picture, and he looks like somebody you would fight in Silent Hill.
So what do you got for us tonight?
I don't know. What do you want me to give you?
Give it all up, son. Give it all up.
Hey, what do you think of Mookie Blaylock and his career as a player?
Good question.
Who?
Mookie Blaylock. He went to college at Oklahoma. He was
a
point
guard. Is that his real name?
On the team that played in the finals against Danny Manning and lost. It was Mookie and Stacey King. Mookie went on to be a pretty decent pro player. He played for several squads. He even played here in the Bay for the Warriors for a couple years. He was known for being a great stealer, good at stealing the passes and loose balls and shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You just came out of left field talking sports for no reason. Now I'm just like, my mind is just, I feel like I'm on acid.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, Danny, but you called in and here's the opportunity to speak to you.
I'm well aware that I called in, sir. You don't have to remind me. I can remember what I did 30 seconds ago.
Danny, it's one of our topics tonight. We can talk about that. We can talk about modal jazz, fish tour, Dadaism, current events, favorite
Kuzu.
Sexual...
Listen, current events, man. Did you guys hear about George Zimmerman, what he did today? Wasn't that amazing?
Bro, he's a superhero. He saved somebody.
Awesome. It really made my heart beat peanut butter and jelly when I heard about that, man. I was just, like, so happy.
It's great PR, but you know what? It also kind of doxes him. It more or less, you know, they say he's in hiding, but, oh, he's, you know, in the same neighborhood. It's like, duh.
Well, nobody, dude, I don't know if you're familiar with the Central Florida area, but, I mean, nobody's going to go over there and fuck with him, dude. It's Central Florida. Did anybody fuck with Casey Anthony? No. I mean, they demonstrated outside of her house, but, I mean, like, they were outside of her house the whole time. She never got assaulted. I mean, it's Central Florida, dude. I mean, nothing's going to happen. All the riots are in Oakland.
Well,
yeah.
That, you got to go to South Florida to get a good rape crew going, right?
That's right, man. That's right. You got to go to Pork and Beans District down in Miami. Let that shit happen down there. It would already be World War III by now.
You know, you do make an interesting point, Danny, that, you know, despite the fact that this thing happened 40 years after his exoneration from that trial, that, you know, it just so happened upon the circumstance. And...
it was definitely
guess.
The Illuminati, man. The Illuminati actually set it up for that truck to wreck.
It could be. That very well could be. To, you know, elevate him to that position, you know, maybe 32nd degree Mason. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Except for, you know, wink, wink, you and I.
I know, right?
Fucking Chef Bonardee says Casey Anthony's knocked up again.
Yeah, Young God actually got her pregnant.
Who the fuck is that?
Follow him on Twitter, Young God XXX, YUNG God XXX. He actually got Casey Anthony pregnant.
I thought that you said for a second, shout out to DSX. I was like, whoa,
no.
High five.
I'll type it in the chat room. Yeah, he just got her pregnant, dude.
Wow. So now what? Do we have, like, a Zimmerman sort of neighborhood watch to keep an eye on her pregnancy?
What?
Nah, she's probably going to kill another kid and get away with it. I mean, it's America, right?
Just asking.
All right. But more calls, gently. Ace is back. Ace.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.
That's
what I'm saying. Baby, give me the rest of the song, so fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Vince, Howard, Cheryl, Assert, how you doing?
Assert is not here. She's
not
on the show.
Yeah.
You know, that fucking blows, man. I paid good money for this shit.
No. I apologize, folks. False advertising. You know, my bad. She stayed and has not been heard from. So, whatever. Rep Dan's filling in. He's doing a great job.
Thank you.
Have for 45 more minutes. It'll be quick. Trust me. My Fed Ninja Twitter says the show needs more cheese.
Agree.
Yeah, you know, right, there is not enough cheese.
You know, your show, for me, for some reason, is really breaking up tonight. Not entirely sure why.
Now, is it just my audio, or is it everybody?
Everybody. It's a shitty VPN.
Okay, so your overall connection to the stream or whatever is fucked up.
Yeah, come on, Ace.
Dude.
It's better than this.
I got a fucking cable connection here, man. It's...
Yeah, what's your excuse? Cable's better than DSL. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It is.
Dude, I'm on E3. What's good? Get at me.
So what's up? Where's Nigger Christ at? I mean, where?
Up pipe OC48, dog.
Dude, I stick a fiber optic cable in my asshole and then I hook it up to my computer and I get fucking 2,000 megabytes a second. What's good?
That's a lot of megabytes. I can't compete with that.
You know, if you don't end up getting ass hurt on the show, I'm going to have to sue you for false advertising. I've already put in a request to Jay Lederman. He's responded. He's willing to take the case.
Well, we've already heard back from Tor Eklund, who says fuck him and that he'll countersue. At any rate, how many of you fine individuals are going to be attending DEF CON this year, which is coming up very, very, very shortly?
Fed. Right? Fed. You're Fed.
Who's going to DEF CON this year? I'll be there. Where's my bag?
Not me. I don't go to freaking virgin conventions.
Yeah.
I want a good look.
Got you.
Yeah, I would need some serious duct tape to go into DEF CON.
Dude, if I go to Dilly, I'm like, when I do go to DEF CON next year, I'm not going this year, but when I do go, I doubt I'm going to spend very much time at the convention itself. It's going to be my first time in Vegas, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to want to spend the whole time at a fucking InfoSec convention. I'm going to be doing other shit, all right? I don't want to hear any shit.
Thing is,
yeah,
bro,
there's
so much to do in Vegas. There's so much shit to do in Vegas. I mean, your time, you'll have no problem filling up your time. You'll not be bored whatsoever. No, I agree with you.
I'm probably going to catch, like, three cases.
Right. I mean, you know, you go bang in and see, you know, somebody or the NSA chief, you know, give his jibber jabber just for shits and giggles.
Dude, if the NSA chief's there, I'm just gonna punch him in the face. Dude. Just because I'm in
right.
Vegas, why not?
Right.
Might as well.
That's what happens.
Just
then.
A petty assault charge, right?
Pretty much traditional over the years, you know, that he shows up there, and then go fucking get the buffet deal at the, you know, at Bally's, and go gamble and stay up till 5 in the morning, and do it again tomorrow. You know. Life as usual, except you get to bump into some people that you know, occasionally rub elbows with via Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah, I heard Gatsu is giving a speech at DEF CON this year.
I don't know.
Are you serious?
I think we should start a WePay to raise a fund to pay whoever punches Gatsu in the face in the middle of his speech at DEF CON gets the entire fund.
Yeah, I'm behind that. I will donate immediately.
Yeah, we need to do this. Just while he's up there talking about whatever he's talking about, just somebody just runs up and clocks him.
Just talking about fucking albino fat chicks with kids and, like, you know, doxing himself on Tiny Chat because the green wireframe effect didn't hold out for more than 15 minutes, like...
I mean, I don't know, dude, but Gatsu isn't nearly as bad as an on-forecast, dude. That dude is completely shot out. Like, he's fucking out there.
Vince, you tell that there compulsion Jane, she ain't damn funny either. She wants to damn laugh. She needs to call in to fucking show herself, man.
That is an immaculate accent, man. That accent is... Well, we're what is that? Is that like Mississippi?
I call Alabama.
I like that one better. That one's a lot better.
Yeah. It's more like Crypt Keeper.
Hello, Compulsion Jane. Would you like to fight me in real life?
You do better British accent than I do. I can't do it for shit. We need somebody who can talk like Topiary, man. We could have fun with that.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck does he talk about? Does he, like, ramble off IRC commands backwards? I mean, what does he even do?
No, he's actually not as much into computers as he is into art and other faggoty shit. But he has this really thick Scottish accent. But it's not Scottish. It's, like, Scottish and Welsh almost. It's very hard.
Well, he's from Wales, isn't he?
No, he's from the Shetland Islands.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's a very
My
hard
name's Topiary. I got fucked in the ass by the government.
That actually sounds more like Prince.
Settle down, people. I've heard about Topiary. You know, you could, you know, it sounds like you got a big hard on for him, Danny. And good luck with that. We got to bring on more callers though. I'm sorry. We got iBot now. iBot, you're on with a shit ton of people. What's going on, iBot? Oh yeah. By the way, Jackal's still here. Jackal, are you still there?
Fuck that faggot.
I thought. Nigger Christ is here too. Nigger Christ, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Nigger Christ is the best.
Super. So,
best rapper alive. Going harder than every other nigga in the rap game.
Yo, Three man, song, I can wrap circles around you, nigga.
Hell yeah.
So, iBots, what's going on with you? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Are you going to be at Death Con, Vince?
I'm debating crashing it. I think I'm going to be in the more or less vicinity of it, and I might check it out, possibly. Why? Are you going?
Hell yeah, I'm going. I'm bringing a brawler with me, though. She's not an internet person.
Oh, cool. That's good. That's a good thing. You need some physical...
I
just changed my mind. I'm definitely going, and I'm going to fuck iBots.
No, you're not, Hammy.
That's gross. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's really gross.
That's hearing about Shadow DXS having sex. I don't want to know about it. Okay.
That's that falls under the TMI category.
Exactly.
Shut up,
Vince. What's your favorite cheese?
I like sharp. I like sharp cheese. Sharp cheddar.
But
I
like what
is
the kind
of cheese growing inside of his dick?
Fuck, what is that shit called? It's an Italian cheese and it's not Brie.
From
Shadows yelling out Brie from the Tiny Chat. Brie isn't fucking Italian, God.
From under.
Not from under cheese. I'm sure you're familiar with that though. It's sort of a kind of sweet but kind of bitter, and I think you can make it. It's in tiramisu, I think. But it's another
ricotta.
No, it's not ricotta. Ricotta is not in tiramisu. Have you ever had tiramisu? Who said that?
Amber Robbie.
Dude,
make my
you just proved your cooking.
Bitch.
You proved your cooking finesse again. Oh, I make tiramisu with ricotta, and I make chicken wings with balsamic vinegar.
You don't know
like,
shit
wow.
about balsamic.
I mean, seriously.
You don't know nothing about that balsamic.
Who puts balsamic vinaigrette on chicken wings?
I thought that shit died. I thought somebody
remember
killed that the other
that
night.
That toxic barbecue is the day before, on the 31st of August, I believe. The day before the actual kickoff of DEF CON, so... If anyone's planning on heading out that way for DEF CON, make sure to hook up over at and you can Google it. I think you all have Google. Toxic barbecue. Bring your own booze, bring your own food. Good times.
All right, cool. Hey, let's bring up more callers. We got Shadow DXS with us now. Shadow, you're on the line. What's up?
I'm higher than a motherfucker.
Hell yeah!
I was guilty, nigga.
Well, what up, nigga Christ? What up, iBoots? And
Yeah, whoever the fuck else
like
is on here.
Puss in Boots?
Wait, why do we even need to put out a WePay? We can get Shadow to punch Gatsu for like $100.
No. That is actually one I will do for free. Just because, fuck that little nigger.
You better follow through. You just said it on the radio. If you say it on the radio,
if he
that's
shows
just...
up at DEF CON and walks up to me and says, "Hi, my name is Mr. Gatsu," I promise you that kid's going to be picking himself up off the floor.
What the fuck is a Gazoo anyway? It's like a fucking musical instrument, right?
Oh, my God. I just... Oh, dude, think about it. Gatsu, Gazoo, Gatsu, Gazoo. Holy
God
shit.
Damn it, Danny.
Time.
God damn it. Shut
time,
the fuck
dude.
Up about Goo Zoo.
I thought go to the zoo and get my dick wet.
What? What?
Hey, nigga Christ. The things inside the fucking cages,
yeah.
Those things ain't niggas, alright? They're animals.
Yeah. I know. I done find them. They done lay there. They don't do shit about it.
Well then. That's all you, homie. I've got nothing to say on that one.
Well, I'm trying to decipher this. There's only two people in this chat right now that I can decipher that would put dick and wet in the same sentence. Yeah, I've got narrowed it down. DXS?
Is it possibly Rep Dan Gordon?
And then Doggy Lion and
no,
I go dry, kid.
I mean, you are a politician after all. Y'all have some weird fucking fetishes and scandals all the time. I mean, we hear about you at least fucking 2 times a year. On CNN.
Well, yeah, I want to know why Shadow DXS thinks he's fucking better than everybody, man. Doesn't follow me on Twitter, only follows like 37 people.
Oh my God.
3,000.
I'm following 5 people, so you can kiss my
man,
ass.
Man, fuck you. Follow me,
I don't
me,
give
bitch.
A fuck about anybody else on Twitter.
Fuck
why
you.
Why do you feel that you're so special about to get followed in the first place, man? I mean, what's it matter? What's it matter that my fat ass
you're
gonna
fucking follow my
you?
Ass one way or the other.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, faggot.
It doesn't fucking matter. You're going to follow me, period.
How am I going to follow you if I don't know your Twitter handle? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Right. You are going to follow him, DXS. You do it fucking now. Right now.
Okay.
Right
all
now.
Right. You guys on Tiny Chatter watch me, right? I'm totally going to follow him.
Listen, no more jibber-jabber. You go follow him and stop the shenanigans.
Yep, I'm following him right now.
Attaboy. I don't see shit
you.
Yet.
You know, Gazoo, that pound dead dog smells like Vince's mama's pussy. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Whoops.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Whoops.
Man, fucking Free It All's having a seizure on Tiny Chat. Y'all are really missing out.
Yeah, he's
so what? Lil Wayne has a seizure every other day, man. It's old news.
I think... It might just be my imagination, or did Vince take iBots to the green room?
No.
No.
I was in the green room entertaining guests in the green room that are going to be coming on next in the next half hour. Folks, hold on. Ladies, keep your panties on. We're going to be joined by Schmoop and his girl Classic in a second.
God damn it.
Also, we're going to be joined by Vert and his girlfriend, Gothic. So it's going to be couples only for the next 10 minutes.
Catch yourself and let's watch.
Yeah.
Hey, Schmoop, you better be making that sex with your girlfriend. Well, this is my baby making music track.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Okay. So, like I said earlier, I mentioned this earlier. We're gonna get an update on this whole Guzu thing.
Off Guzu, yes, sir.
Yeah, Schmoop and Classic are gonna come on here and tell us a little bit, give us an update on what's going on. Most of you may have heard the show that they were on, where they were promoting it. They're trying to get signatures for their petition. So people, if you're in the chat room, somebody paste the URL, the link for that petition. They're at something like 3,800, and they're trying to go for a goal of hitting 5,000, like, I don't know, soon. But they'll tell us. So without any further ado, I'm welcoming Shmoop and Classic to the show. Hello, kiddos.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi.
Hey, guys. Welcome aboard.
You know, just pretty much, you know, it's doing my show, trying to herd cats as per usual. But it's nice to take a little slice of time and get caught up with some moral faggotry. So what's going on with these animal killers?
Well, basically, I believe it was Alberta and Calgary had a few protests today regarding the animal killers, as well as...
Edmonton, Calgary. Calgary is in Alberta. But yes. You should know this.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, we did a tweet for him, but, you know, a lot of people are wearing
their computer playing in the background. Could you please turn that down, put some headphones on, do something.
I've got headphones on, man.
All right, I'm hearing some feedback. It's all good. Okay, so tell us what happened with the protest. Did anybody bring kazoos out?
No, I should have done that just for you, though. That's hilarious.
Oh, man, dude, I'm telling you, that would be so awesome if just you got 100 people with at least one kazoo each, and they just for a half hour straight just kazoo.
It would definitely draw attention.
Yeah,
I think it's a fantastic marketing idea. I mean, it with the rhyme and. The annoyance in conjunction with what this situation is all about, I think it's a home run right there.
All right, Shmoop, tell me. So you're offering to offering up your Twitter account if you can get 5,000 signatures by which point in time? Tell us about that.
There's no point in time, really. It's just. If we can get 5,000 signatures, that's good enough as it is. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to get people aware, and I mean, if people... We have to have people like, if we get people...
You're like fading away, bro.
My bad. Can you hear me now?
Hold on a second.
All right. Get your technology right, bro.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Yeah, like I was saying, I'd be more than happy with, you know, people having fun on my account as long as we can get more people aware about it and, like, more signatures on the petition. That would just be completely fine with me, you know? There is no deadline. There's nothing like that. Just if we can get more people aware, that's the point of it, you know?
Well, if you could, Shmoop. It's Rep Dan here. If you would, sir, please describe to the audience that may not be familiar with the exact situation what it is that you're protesting and what are the conditions at this facility that you're upset about.
What we're protesting against is we're protesting against animal cruelty, specifically against the gazoo. There's a video that's been leaked by an unnamed whistleblower about a few weeks ago. It was first brought up by the Huffington Post. It's all around YouTube now. I mean, they pretty much discredited the video by saying, you know, calling them domestic terrorists, and then, you know, saying today they said that, you know, the video wasn't even taken there. But, I mean, the whole point of this is to show that animal cruelty isn't acceptable and to show that, you know, it's not okay to treat the animals as the way they do. For example, they what's that?
Can you give us some examples of what you've seen and what you have vetted as a human being, unacceptable? What is it that you've seen that we should be upset about?
I mean, you'll see how some of the enclosures are. For example, I mean, there are maggots in the cat's food bowls. I mean, they're feeding their own farm animals, livestock, and roadkill. And I mean,
Their lion's been there for 20 years, and it lives in an enclosure smaller than my backyard that's completely covered in cement, and it's been documented in all the reports for 23 years now that the gazoo has been operating that there's never been clean water in those bowls. Like, those animals have never had water that you can even, like, you have to clear the algae off the surface. It's so thick. Like, it's disgusting. And, like, none of the bird cages have been cleaned whatsoever. He's a for-profit zoo, unlike all of our local city zoos that are non-profit. His is for-profit, and he doesn't hire staff. He depends on local people to volunteer their time. These people have no idea what they're doing, especially with the exotic animals, maybe some of them with the farm animals and whatnot, but not with lions and tigers and camels and all sorts of things like that. And just the fact that he can't afford to feed them, and even now, especially because he's been under watch so much, he's been shooting and using a lot of his own livestock to feed the animals, and he doesn't have the proper gun or anything. And there's actually a interview with one of the gazoo staff and a visitor there. They had the audio on the cops website, and it's basically explaining how they're trying to shoot this horse in the head with a 22, and they end up having to shoot it 13 times to kill it, and just, it's just not acceptable in any way.
So if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at a plethora of things that are morally unacceptable, that are morally repugnant to individuals that would normally care for other living beings, you know, besides human beings.
Correct.
And exactly.
What would you suggest, and feel free to give out links or any other information if you would, what would you suggest or urge people to follow you on Twitter or are listening to the show to do to help further this cause of stopping this abuse? Tell the people right now, what do we do?
So basically, we really need to keep this momentum that has been building over the past week up. Just keep applying pressure to the Alberta government, to all the people in charge of renewing his licensing, to all the, like, the Three Hills animal authorities, everything like that. We just really need to keep the pressure on, and even just contacting the gazoo themselves and letting them know, especially through the tweet storms. Those are really awesome. And also physical letter form storms, because that's also really, really good, and it's a lot harder to ignore than online communication. There's definitely just keep in touch with all the press, and definitely keep circling the petition too. We had a list in the tweet storm. I think if somebody has the link on the Russell League one or whatever, the link that it, yeah, that one. If someone has the link to that, I think that some suggestions are in there too. We were brainstorming them the other night.
Well, for the sake of simplicity, guys, and I thank you for your, you know, for your articulating, you know, the situation and giving all the information. But for the sake of absolute simplicity, it's a little late in the evening. Is there a hashtag, or perhaps you could give out your Twitter handles that people can follow you and follow your links? You know, rather than give out, you know, numerous different links and whatnot, which is, you know, kind of tough to follow. Is there a simplistic way where we can find you guys, follow your hashtags, follow your Twitter handles, and get on board with this?
For sure. There's actually an OpGazoo Twitter handle that you can follow for all the gazoo news. Follow the hashtags Gazoo, Stop Animal Abuse, and Close Down Gazoo, and OpGazoo also. People have been tweeting under that too. And anybody, like, there's been such a huge group of people that have been super awesome on Twitter, like Derek J. Thompson. It's at Derek J. Thompson, Schmoop, Meeps. I don't want to forget anybody, so I don't want to start listing anybody. But honestly, there's been so many people that have been on board with this. It's been really incredible to see the way everybody's come together, and everybody's just been super awesome, and I hope we can keep it going and really make something, make a catalyst in which the government can't continue to ignore this.
Well, you guys have done an absolutely fantastic job, in my opinion, for sure.
More of her.
And I certainly appreciate what you guys have been doing. And we'll go ahead, before we wrap this up, before the close of the show, you know, give out the Twitter handles again and the pertinent hashtags. But can you describe to the listeners some of the conditions that you've seen, you know, whether it's in person or via the video, that would cause people to maybe get motivated about doing something about this? What have you seen?
It was the bull teaming with maggots that really got me, because I used to breed cats. So, like, I just have a huge soft spot for, obviously, cats in general, just like everybody on the internet, but especially exotic cats, because that's what I have too. So definitely a huge, really big soft spot there. And seeing that little baby lynx kitten with all those other kittens, and just like it looks down at the bowl of maggots and it looks up at the camera and it looks back down again, and it was done. Like, I couldn't sleep after that. But also just the fact that there's like dead rotting carcass, like something that no animal would want to consume, that he just leaves in the cages everywhere, and they just build up. And these animals are literally just living in piles of their own shit. Like, they have maggots to eat, and they're surrounded by shit. It is amazing that anything is even living in that gazoo. Like, it is, I don't know how it is not condemned as a hot, like, a biohazardous zone. Like, people should be wearing full-out suits when they go there. Like, in the videos that it shows on Canada Day, there's, like, I think four or five dog carcasses just in that one video alone. And, I mean, it's not like he did a thorough walkthrough of the whole facility. So it's definitely alarming. All the birds seem extremely agitated, not to mention the kitten and the lynx were sitting, I don't know, it's probably sectioned off. You can't really tell in the video, but they're sitting pretty much next to, like, a lemur cage, and these lemurs are going batshit crazy because they're sitting in, like, an inside facility with, like, one. I don't know who's doing that.
Hold on.
Dan, is that you? Try to tone hack my show again, Drip. Man.
Well, guys, I've got to say, it's very certainly heartfelt. And I personally appreciate what you're doing. You know, we're beyond boundaries here, you know, as far as, you know, in the continent, but I think that's, you know, decent treatment of other living beings transcends those boundaries, and I want to personally thank you for the efforts that you've made. I'm going to do whatever I can to certainly help. And if you don't mind, go ahead once again and shout out either one of you guys, hashtags or your Twitter handles, so that the listeners can get more information and participate in stopping the abuse of other living beings.
The hashtags that you're going to want to follow are ones that are closed down gazoo, op gazoo, stop animal abuse, as well as gazoo. And the Twitter that you're going to really want to follow is op gazoo. You know, that's one that we're going to try and keep updated with facts and information regarding the gazoo. You know, we also have the information page on Russellville, which hopefully somebody can drop in the BTR chat, because I'm not in there right now. I'm just on the phone with you guys.
Yeah, taking care. Right now. Thank you, Danny Dantalian, for dropping that link.
Thank you. Thank you. And, I mean, as well as just spreading what's on the information page. I mean, the petition, I mean, that's a big one right there, is to get as many signatures on that as possible. And, I mean, just make people aware about this. I mean, show them that this animal cruelty is no longer acceptable. I mean, even in, just worldwide, but let's start here, you know?
Well said, and much appreciated for your efforts. You know, all of you guys, both of you guys that are online right now are on air right now with Vince in the Bay and myself, Rep Dan. But everyone that's participated in signing the petition and taking an active role in bringing awareness to this abuse of other living beings. You know, I don't want to get into all this religious aspect, but it was brought to my attention by Sarah that these people were claiming that they had a religious right. They had, under the guise of some sort of religious privilege, to do what they would with these animals. Well, they're absolutely wrong, and they're absolutely false.
And they have been vindicated in Supreme Court and in several courts, or I don't know if it went all the way to the Supreme Court, but it's funny you mentioned that. Sotomayor, who was eventually put into the Supreme Court. She, one of her you know, things in her background was she voted for the practice of a gentleman doing animal sacrifice as a part of his Santeria. He's a practicing Santeria person. I don't know, Santerian, whatever, Satanist. I don't know, but they butcher chickens live, you know, and he did it on public property, and he won his case, and Sotomayor voted for him. So there is a gray area, there is a line, and it's fucking crazy, dude. And I appreciate Schmoop and Classic for coming through and giving us an update. We're gonna take a quick break and come back and wrap everything up with our panel and all our guests. I'm going to play a track here for Schmoop. I know he loves Dead Kennedys, so this is for him. We'll be right back after these messages from the Dead Kennedys. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. You got 15 minutes to call in. You better do it quick because we're basically going to go down the line here and just finish this thing off. I'm now joined. We just had a couple earlier, Schmoop and Classic, and we now have another very lovely internet couple with us, Vert and Gothic. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yo. Oh, hi.
How are you kids doing?
Dude, I'm older than you.
How are you little lovebirds doing?
Unicorns.
To the conversation tonight. What's on your mind tonight?
I think it was unicorns, actually.
Okay,
but,
all right.
I know Gothic's been a big part of the Guzu thing.
Yeah, save Guzu, because those fucking assholes need to die. Literally.
It's harsh, dude.
Who else is left?
Who's left?
I don't know, Tammy. It's me. Yeah.
I don't know. They're all here. All of them.
Did I just get away with a literally?
Huh?
Really? You're just going to let me get away with that?
Are you going to really just hug this person? Because it's interesting using the term right.
You're kind of breaking up there, Vince.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Jizz. We can't hear you.
Okay, how about that? Is it better?
Yes.
Much better.
Okay. Look, I think I'm getting tossed by the brony. I'm not accusing you of doing it. No, I have enemies on the internet, and I'm always in a state of constant cyber and battles, and bronies have been known to come, and because I think the whole show is dedicated to hating bronies, which a lot of.
Seriously, there's nothing wrong with bronies. It's just the type of people who end up becoming bronies, and they're like psychopaths. But some of them are okay. You ever go to like one of those anime conventions or like a Comic-Con?
Uh-huh.
You ever see those people who dress up like fucking unicorns and shit? Like full-blown, like, don't those fucking things creep you the fuck out? Those are the kind of people who are your enemies.
I went to not Comic-Con, but the one I have in San Francisco, it's some sort of con. Same thing, just the San Francisco version of it. And this dude rolling around on the showroom floor dressed as the alien movie.
Yeah.
And it had the little head that popped out of the mouth and everything, and it was all...
Oh, my God, really? It was intricate, huh?
Dude, it was like they were the person that designed the actual costume. You know, they got a prototype of it or something. It's sick. These people are sick.
Dude, I go to those things and I dress up.
WonderCon.
Are you calling me sick?
It's called WonderCon. Have you ever been to WonderCon?
WonderCon. No, I've never been to one of those.
It's just in San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there.
No.
All right. Let's bring the call. I'm sorry?
We can barely hear you there, Vince.
I think
it's kind of the same for everybody else.
Yeah, because I can barely hear you. You keep cutting in and out, literally.
Okay, fine. And I lost Dan, who's my co-host. All right.
Dan Gordon? That mofo?
Dan Gordon's gone. He bailed. But thank you, Dan, for filling
it. Oh, thank God. Sorry.
Anywho. All right, we're gonna start wrapping.
Not sorry.
Okay, we're gonna start.
Take your direct one sec on.
Okay, we're going to start wrapping things up here. I'm sorry, Bert. You were saying something?
I was just giving you shit, dude. Don't worry.
Okay. Cool.
I noticed that time.
Shotgun 91.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can I pick the ending song?
Yeah. What do you want me to play?
Okay, it's Deicide. Deicide.
Yeah,
Worst Enemy.
Oh yeah, totally. I'll totally play that.
Thank you.
Okay, you have to stay on for the rest of the broadcast and listen to it, or else.
Oh, of course. I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna harass you online. So. But no, seriously, I hope everything's good for you, because I know what had happened to you, and I hope your life's going okay, because that shit sucks. I'm sorry that that happened to you. Whoever did it, I hope they get caught. That was mean.
Your sympathy. And again, that song was Deicide.
Worst Enemy. Yes, Deicide, Worst Enemy.
Deicide, Worst Enemy. Great. Appreciate
yes,
it.
I love that shit.
Okay.
I'm sorry if all y'all internet people hate it, because they'll probably shut it off if they hear it. Cause can't handle it. Cause it's so awesome.
That's not a thing. Okay, gotta go. Go next to Shotgun 91. Shotgun 91, anything you want to say, final parting thoughts before the show goes off the air? Shotgun 91, I think he might have fell asleep. Oh, well. Danny Gantalian, final thoughts before we sign.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hurting animals is not good. You shouldn't do it because it's bad, and you make, like, people on the internet mad when you hurt animals, and they'll come and domestically terrorize your zoo. And you should really not, you should not get so mad at NC, because he's, like, pretty much the best rapper alive right now, and you should be really, honored to have him on your show. You know, because it's, like, a really rare occasion, and he feels really disrespected that you muted him, but that's between you and him. And also, Shadow DXS, I really don't understand what is so impressive about these screenshots you're posting to Twitter right now. It just looks like a phone. That's about it.
Right on. Appreciate the call. Nigger Christ, your final thoughts.
Yeah, hey, you think I'm a wannabe wigger? At least I ain't no boring-ass radio host. Can't keep people entertained for 2 hours, then gets mad when some nigga comes up here and does his job better than him.
Was that it?
That's all that's got to be said.
All right, appreciate the call. let's see. Ace, final thoughts, Ace.
My final thought is you need to get a new fucking microphone, dude, because your shit's more fucked up than mine. Also, I need more money for my Wii Pay, because you guys haven't donated a goddamn thing, and I can't get a fucking Mustang without 40 grand. I'm trying to leech off you people. Come on.
All right. Appreciate the call, Ace. Let's go now to Stacy. Stacy, anything you want to say here before we sign off?
Yeah, Bunyance, I got a couple of questions for you before we go off air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, first off, I'm just going to tell you that animal story and all that stuff, that really touched my heart. But I just got a couple of questions. My first question is, how do you feel about Michael Vick?
I think he's a great player, a quarterback, but I think his best days are behind him. Why? What's up?
Well, you never killed them dogs that time. That's why I asked you.
Oh, yeah. I don't approve of what he did. I think, I totally disapprove of what he did. And I don't think he was excessive punished, but I don't think he was, I don't think he got off with a slap wrist.
And my last question before I get off the air here, and I will be back tomorrow night, but anyway, how's your sex life, Vince?
Non-existent. Appreciate the call, Stacy. Let's go to Schmoop. Schmoop, final thoughts.
Hey, it's Ronald Bryant. How you doing?
Oh, shit.
This ain't Schmoop no more. Hey, Vince, I'm going to kill you tomorrow night, Vince.
Oh, God.
Hey, hold on. You know, the pretty blonde lady has something to say. Hold the fuck on, you prick.
Thank you. Thank you. Please. It's a classic. Help us.
I'm going to kill you, Vince, tomorrow.
Oh, God. I just wanted to say, if anybody has information, one challenge we're facing is that if we do get the license revoked for the gazoo. All the exotic animals are able to be transported, but all the farm animals or domestic, which includes like the emus and camels and stuff, they all are going to have to be euthanized because they've come in contact with exotic animals. There's some sort of law about that where they can't be rehomed to other farms because they can spread disease or whatnot. So if anybody has information about maybe a loophole or a way around that, or they understand it better, if they could get at anybody who's working on this, that would be definitely greatly appreciated. And just definitely a shout out to you, Vince, for posting all this again, and everybody who's been helping and tweeting and making memes and funny stuff and just keeping the spirit alive, everybody.
And Lynn Crucifon, I'm going to get you Friday night. You, me, and Lenny the Butcher, you prick.
Wait, are you calling out Guccifer?
No, I'm calling Lynn Guccifon. I'm going to get him Friday night. Come with Ron O'Brien on, okay?
You heard it here.
I'm on Fifth Street and 42nd Avenue. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, and it will be broadcast. You're going to call into the show, so it'll be broadcast live here on Friday night.
Well, Vince, I'm going to kill you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, we're just now getting to you. Amarilla, do you have any thoughts you'd like to say before the show ends?
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, you're totally on.
I don't know who was asking, but the cheese and tiramisu mascarpone. Just FYI.
Oh,
absolutely completely useless information, but I'm full of it because I'm Italian. And also, Nigger Christ is going to, like, I don't know, not fuck you or something. Like, he's mad. He's, like, really mad. He told me to tell you.
Yeah. He's always butthurt about anything, all kinds of stuff. But I'm glad you called in.
Oh, well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
I'm sorry we couldn't have got you on sooner, but appreciate the call. Okay, and we have one last caller who got in at the last minute. Caller, yes, you're on hold. Hello?
Yes.
Yo.
Hello? Caller, block number, you're on.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis.
Oh, come on, give me a break. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Until next time, peace out. Well, okay, folks, we're going to wrap it up with the request from Gothic. She wanted Deicide, Worst Enemy. Here it is for you. Deicide with Worst Enemy. I'm Vince of the Bay. Peace out, yo.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Thank you very much.